This webcam,
also,
though.
Also, turn on your camera, BSJ. I gotta see you.
I gotta share my Streamlabs OBS because Monkeys is needy. Let's go back.
I'm so needy. I'm so sorry. I want to see the person I'm talking to.
Actually, no, we'll just leave it like that. Yeah, no, it's fine, dude. It's very unreasonable of you, but it's fine. So for whatever reason, this webcam on my home likes to just zoom in and out when it's on autofocus.
That's fun.
Yeah, I hate that, but it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
I'll just... I have to, like, put it on manual focus and then on autofocus randomly, you know, like, because sometimes the manual focus is now out of focus, but whatever. Okay, guys, welcome back. Been a little while, but Monkeys and I have pledged, Jaren, may I call him, have pledged to each other, that yeah. We are going to be a little bit more consistent with our podcast. So the goal is every Monday. This Monday specifically, I had some stuff I was doing during the day, but, and Monkeys just refused to wake up early, but, we will be, doing it hopefully around 10 a.m. Eastern, which is 4 p.m. my time, Utrecht time, or sometime around now. Like, but our, like, we're trying to go for the earlier slot, but just because, not because it's technically better, but because if we have, like, tournaments or anything, or like I'm broadcasting
that,
or he's playing and anything,
would be the consistent time
that would be a problem if we were to do it at 5 p.m. his time and, you know, 11 p.m. my time. But okay, so Monkeys, it's been a little while, man.
It has been
a little while, not by choice though, but because I was moving to the Netherlands. We did see each other, guys, in person before we left,
I
left.
BSJ took me on a lovely date.
Yeah, we did. We haven't talked about that at all, have we?
No, really.
Yeah, so it was really cool because my entire Dota career, I lived in Southwest United States, which wasn't really close enough to ever see anybody in Dota. Other than Brax, Brax used to live in Arizona, and Suns fan lives in Arizona. So I have hung out
with
them a few times. Yeah, Suns fan, he lived like a 30-minute drive for me, so we had a few like barbecues and like game nights and stuff. Yeah, it was fun. But other than them, I haven't really been able to see anybody from Dota in real life. But Kali has a couple friends like Baidu King. I'm sure you remember him.
I just hung out with him the other day.
And a lot of Dota players that live in the Northeastern United States. And Monkeys, you know, he lives about an hour and a half train ride. Yeah, that's him. So I was like, hey, man, you should come visit New York before I leave. And that's what he did. And we went to, what was the burger place? Bear Burger? I think it's Bear Burger. Because Monkeys is a vegetarian, so I figured it was the best time for me to try the Impossible Burger. It was pretty good. Tasted almost like a legit burger, like almost exactly like a normal burger. That was not your first Impossible burger.
No,
right?
I've had plenty of the Beyond Meat and Impossible.
Okay, on average, like compared to best to worst, like where did that one fall? Like, so I know what I should expect in the future, you know?
Honestly, to me, that one was like a bit bland, but.
Okay. I have better to look forward to if I try one again.
I would say so, but I usually don't go out for burgers. I usually just cook them at home. So
I am not sponsored by Bear Burger, so you can shit talk them freely if.
I just don't shit talk many things, BSJ.
Hey man, if you don't like it, it's better that you break. Or just rip the Band-Aid off now and just let him know.
I said it was kind of bland. If that's not if that's not ripping the Band-Aid off, I don't know what is.
Okay. Hey, Monkeys, you're feeling energetic today. We're going to turn you down just ever so slightly. It's fine. Make sure you don't blast people's ears off. Yeah, but let me make sure that goes away too. But yeah, so we did that. And then we sweat all day. We did do that. It was like 90 degrees Fahrenheit, which is like... 30 degrees Celsius. And then we Did we do anything between then and the bike ride? Oh, we went to Kokoron. We went to my favorite noodle rest. Kokoron.
What were the noodles?
Soba noodles.
Soba, that was it.
Yes, S-O-B-A.
Udon.
It was
like
an udon.
Different...
If you've never been in 90 degrees and humid, guys, I mean, if you're like 90 degrees and humid, that shit makes you sweat. Okay, and Monkeys was wearing a beanie for like the first hour, man. I was like, dude, you gotta take that beanie off.
And then
BSJ
got us lost like two different times, and I was like, I'll take it off.
I went a block or two the wrong way once, okay? But yeah, so my favorite place, if you guys ever go to New York, is Kokoron. Kokoron. It's just a really nice soba noodle dipping noodle place, and they have like a something dipping noodles. Make sure you don't get the one that has the noodles already in it, but it's a dipping noodle because the broth is just like much, what's the word, I mean, thicker, I guess. It's like more flavorful.
It's a lot thicker broth, like, because at least from my experience, it was like the noodles actually soaked in the broth, and then like it was so thick that when you added the water, it actually like it made like a nice easy broth to like drink, which was which was cool.
Yeah. So what they do is you put the noodles in. They come with like cold noodles. You put them in. Let like there's like a little fire underneath the broth.
Which, that was crazy to me too. Yeah. They just put like a little thing of gel like in this little enclosed like pot thing, and then just lit the gel on fire, and it just didn't go away. It just slowly burned and like kept it cooking. That was awesome.
I'm glad you appreciated it. Kali showed me that place as one of her favorites in like the first month or two I went to New York, and definitely left a lasting impression on me. And you guys should check it out. But the thing is, the first time I went there, I just got the broth with the noodles in it. Like, you don't have to dip them. You just put them in. Uh-huh. They were already in there. And I was like, and I tried hers, and it was just way better. And I was like, it's the same thing. It's literally the same. It's the same thing. It's not like two different dishes. It's literally like XXX dipping XXX in the broth. And it's like the same thing. And
I mean,
it's fun
to dip things.
Yeah, but hers was just way better. So then from now on, I get the dipping one. So it is a big mistake if you don't get the dipping one, guys. Just saying. But it's got like shredded chicken. If you get my version, if you get the meat version, it has tofu in it, I think it was, if it's the vegetarian version. So they had options for everybody. But yeah, super good. Took you there. And then we did something really cool. I did once with Kali was, so we started on, I live in LIC. When I'm in the States, obviously right now, for the next 2 years, I'm not, but LIC, which is like Northeast, which on a map for you guys mirrored would be up here of Manhattan. So you have like Manhattan right here, and then LIC is up here. And we took a bike ride from the southern portion of Manhattan up. I'm doing this mirrored. So up and then over a bridge down to LIC. So the bike ride is like 30 minutes, or it's supposed to be like 45 minutes, and it's like a little bit uphill too, so it's a hard bike ride. And I told Jaren here, I'm like, we should get e-bikes for this. Trust me, we should get e-bikes. It's a long bike ride. You don't even realize, and we're not bikers, so we got some e-bikes. They only cost like, I think 15 cents a minute or something, so I think we both paid like $6 for these bikes. But yeah, so we rode these e-bikes, which you pedal them, but it's like you pedal once and the thing just shoots off.
It's literally like two pedals and you're going like the max speed you can go on a regular
bike. Yeah. And, so we took these e-bikes on like a 30-minute bike ride through New York, 11 PM. Super nice. I did it once with Kali, but before that, to get to the southern portion of Manhattan, we took a ferry, all the way from LIC, which is up here mirrored. down it then like zigzags down the East River towards the bottom of Manhattan, and there's like a 30-minute ferry ride including stops. But man, dude, I've only ridden the ferry ride for one stop prior to that, because the one stop gets you from LIC to the top right of Manhattan. and that ferry ride was fucking awesome. You're just like,
dude, it was great. Like you had the New York lights going on, and like the,
yeah,
the
you
ferry
tell your
actually
impression.
Went. Dude, it went way faster than I thought it was gonna. Like, I thought it was gonna go like coast pretty, you know, medium speed or so. But dude, it was flying. We had so much wind in our faces and shit. Dude, that was nice.
Yeah, we were on the top balcony thing. We're just looking out over the skyline of New York City, and yeah, the view. Man, the thing about it is there's just city everywhere, and it's all like.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I was just like, if you are the best architect in the world, you're getting paid to build a skyscraper in New York City. Right, that's what you're getting paid for. All right. So, yeah, it's definitely just a beautiful skyline. It was a really awesome ferry ride. But, yeah, that was what we did. Really cool night. That was our date that you were alluding to. It sounded like you had a nice, genuine experience of New York.
It was awesome.
Yeah. You'll have to visit again sometime when I'm back.
I'll definitely come visit whenever you come back from Europe. Fucking ditcher.
Traitor. Sorry. But what a romantic little time you guys had. Yeah, it was very romantic. Yeah, it was a nice bro night out.
BSJ just missed me so much. He had to impress me
Exactly. I had to show him. I had to whip out all the cards. So what have you been up to in the last like 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, I pretty much didn't play Dota. Like I told you when I was in New York, I was like getting ready to get back into Dota, but I didn't play again until the patch dropped. And then after the patch dropped, I've played probably like 6 decent days. I've had like a couple like 12 to 16 hour streams, so you know, I'm getting back into it.
Yikes, that's a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah, but last night, BSJ, you know, last night, you know how, like, when you're coming back to Dota, everything is kind of rusty and, like, you just feel slow and, like, you know, you're not.
I've honestly been feeling that way for, like, the last 4 months because I haven't consistently strung together, like, a month of Dota ever.
Yeah.
So I've been consistently feeling like that. But
I
do know what
you're
talking
about. You know the feeling, right?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday or last night, I was playing and, you know, I drank some coffee. So I came into it, like, energetic. And I got into my first game and I was just, like, casually making all of the correct calls that I was supposed to make, and you know, BSJ, by the end of the night I was 7-1, and you know,
wow.
I'm back, just easy 200 MMR right there.
I'm just waiting. I am waiting for the day where I feel like I'm playing well today. I'm not even thinking about like going 7-1. I'm just like waiting for a day of Dota where I'm like, yeah, I played well today. I don't care what the record is, I just want to feel like that, because like every day,
yeah.
I'm like looking at the games and I'm definitely like, the toxicity here is not any better. I'd say the noticeable thing for EU is that it's just more support players. You know, I've said that numerous times, but
yeah,
I've not been handling the toxicity well at all. It's in the pick phase that they grief here.
Oh, really?
So, like, in NA, I feel like people grief at, like, 8 minutes in when you lose, like, 2 lanes. Like, that's what happens. People just give up after the laning phase. And that doesn't happen to you. And it just doesn't happen. And I'm just like, oh, I mean, it happens sometimes, but like very rarely. But what happens is 2 people mark safe lane and the guy's response is to just first pick Luna. Like, no discussion. There's no discussion.
Yeah.
The guy just first picks fucking Luna. You have 2 people mark mid and the rank 1000 guy and the rank 300 guy and the rank 1000 guy just first picks Invoker. And you're like, What do I do with this? And like, I swear, every single game that my carry first picks, we fucking lose.
carry
9 out of 10. I'm just like, guys, can you stop first picking carry? And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try to alpha this shit, and I'm gonna first pick carry. And of course, I lost that game because I first pick carry. So I was just like, dude, like, why are you guys doing this shit? Like, can we just both lose 40 gold together before one of us picks carries out of spite rather than just like insta-locking Sven? Like, I understand Sven's like a good hero, but like if it gets triple countered, It's not a good hero.
Well, I mean, that's one thing about NA. I mean, you say that, you know, EU players kind of grief in draft phase, but in NA, if you lose gold, some core players here, they will literally grief the game because you lose them like 4 gold or something. They're just like, nope, don't want to play. I don't get my Iron Branch. We don't get to play Dota. It's like, what? Why? Come on.
Dude, I mean, people are just fragile in general, for sure. All across all regions, maybe they're a bit different in the way they express that fragility.
I've been telling you this for years, BSJ. Dota is just toxic, no matter where you go.
I've had at least like 10 or 15 people say like, go back to America, dog, and stuff like that. And there was one guy that like he kept going. Okay, it wasn't like the go back to America, dog. He said like maybe 5 or 10. Things in a row saying like, what the fuck are you doing here, you trash can, like go back to your home, all that kind of stuff. And then like his last one was, what are you doing here? And I said, making way more money than you've ever made playing Dota. Shut the fuck up. The guy didn't say a fucking word, dude. The guy didn't say a word. It felt so good, dude. He was laughing afterwards. Like 10 minutes into the game, I said, hey man, you got nothing to say or what? And he's like, and he was like mockingly like, oh, I have nothing to say. And he's like laughing. And I was just like, dude, like I was tilted. I had like 3 bad games in a row. And he just goes into the game with no context saying like all this shit to
people
me.
People like that are so annoying. When I've traveled for majors before, I got the exact same treatment. Like I'm just, you know, entering pubs with the intention to practice my role for the fucking major that I'm practicing for. And, you know, I'll first pick my hero or whatever. And then people will, or like, you know, some random guy would just be like, oh, what is this American dog doing in my games? Like, take Batrider back to NA where it belongs. Just like, what do you mean?
Somebody asked me if I won that game. I know he was a Keeper of the Light. I don't even remember if I won that game or not. The keeper, the game. That the...
I mean, if you won, that makes it all the better.
I don't know. The thing is, a lot of my losses in EU is me being forced to play anything that's not 1 or 3. I'm pretty confident on 1 and 3, but then any game I'm not playing those, I usually lose. But yeah, no, I. Dude, I imagine traveling around, you get it a lot, but I'm like, is this gonna stop? You know, is this eventually going to be...
It doesn't stop. I don't know if it's, like, you know, just, you know, high MMR players being jealous of, like, other people succeeding in the game or what, but it's just, like, it never stops. People will always shit on you, no matter what. And it's just like, all right, I guess, you know, I'm just going to mind my own business and play some Dota and get better while you just grief for whatever reason.
Yeah. But happier things. You know, we've talked enough about Dota for the day. How do you like the new patch, real quick?
We've talked enough. There's a new patch. There's TI coming up. Yep, that's enough for this Dota podcast. Let's talk about non-Dota things.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I mean, honestly, my experience with Dota recently have not been very pleasant. Like, for when I say recently, I mean, like, probably the last 2 months. I don't think I've enjoyed playing Dota pubs, like, at all. And I think that's a perspective thing, to be fair. I think, like, part of it is definitely how, what you make out of it, you know? Like, not every game's that bad, but just full disclaimer.
No, for sure.
But, you know, seriously, there has been a new patch. Did you watch ESL at all?
I didn't watch ESL. I mean, I personally don't really care about any competitive Dota until TI right now. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there was some impressive stuff in ESL, but like, TI is that's where all the big guns are gonna come out. All the ideas are gonna clash. Like, I mean, I guarantee you, if I watch ESL, it would just be like, you know, the teams wouldn't be doing all the stuff that they genuinely think is like broken, right? In ESL, they're gonna be.
I feel like it's like hard to hide the broken heroes, though, right? I feel like what it really reveals is the broken heroes. Like, it has to reveal them because like everyone's gonna pick them, right?
Well,
so
but also like the patch just happened, so it's like I don't even think all of the broken heroes are like necessarily known yet. Like for example. Like if you look at my recent games, BSJ, I've literally spammed Brewmaster. I played Brewmaster 6 out of my 8 games yesterday, and I won all 6. Like,
wow.
I genuinely think Brewmaster might just be one of the best heroes of the patch. Like,
what did they give
so
him?
So strong.
Like, what did they buff?
They buffed his Ag Shard. So his void panda is like, it does more damage. So basically when you buy it, like, you just have another hero when you ult. But the main change that made him good, in my opinion, is like, before, what I would typically do on the hero was I would go like Urn into Triangle Boots into like Ags or BKB or something. But now that Helm of the Dom and Vlad's turn into one super item, you just go Helm of the Dom and you just micro more heroes and you swarm them.
So you're going, are you rushing the Helm of the Overlord?
As of right now I go naked urn, helm, wand. Those are like my first three items. I'll sometimes get a boots if I like really need it. I mean, you're really just playing around your helm and your ult like the entire time, and then you just get helm too by like 17 to 20 minutes every game, and then you just have another hero, and then you have four more heroes on Brewmaster when you get the Ag Shard, and then you get the Ags, so you get to do that twice, and you know, you're just swarming them constantly, and they're like,
so
oh,
what
fuck,
you're saying is none of this shit's gonna help anybody watching, because none of them want to control that many units.
I mean, maybe that's the case for them. I love controlling units, because, you know, when I can basically play five heroes, it's just like five monkeys forevers on the team, you know?
That's
and
true.
And I can just win the game.
Yeah, I tried that with Meepo, and then it resulted in just five times.
All right. I mean,
deaths.
Meepo is not the same. You know, your pandas can die, and they don't kill all your other pandas, you know?
True. That is true. It's not like it's not like all for one or one for all. It's like everyone for themselves.
Meepo is the one micro hero I don't think I'm ever going to learn, BSJ. I just hate that hero conceptually, because it's not like other micro heroes. Other micro heroes, you can like make a mistake microing, and you're like, oh, that's not that
bad.
Ah,
shit,
I
fed them 60
unit.
Gold.
Yeah. Meepo, it's like, oh, shit, I messed up one time. Ah, shit, all four of my heroes are dead. Damn it.
Oh, I accidentally poofed my Meepo into the wrong place, and then I'm dead.
Yeah, like, it's, I don't know, man. Meepo is just such a difficult micro hero, in my opinion. It's so much to think about for like so little reward, I feel.
Yeah, it's very, very high risk, low reward. I agree. Well, it's been a while since the hero's been any good, and he's like a really weird hero to balance, so I personally think any patch that Meepo is really good, it just like it's like the 2% of players that can play Meepo and they tend to pick it and you just fucking lose. Right? Like you just lose if it's a good Meepo patch and the guy 10th picks Meepo. So I personally hate that hero's existence in Dota. Like I don't want it to be there.
But I don't want to hear it, BSA. I didn't go to the Kiev Major because Kyle wouldn't ban Meepo when we went into the match saying, don't give a bed Meepo. If we give a bed Meepo, we're going to lose. And you know what I said in the second ban phase? I was like, hey, Kyle, we should ban Meepo. And he's like, no, Lifestealer Jug seems way too good right now. And he banned Lifestealer Jug. And then they fucking picked Meepo for a bed. And I'm like, well, we're not going to the Kiev Major. That sucks. We lost in 20 minutes, BSA. 20 minutes. Fucking Kyle. Jug Lifestealer. Who cares about Jug Lifestealer?
Those are strong heroes, man.
No, they're not Meepo. We even had a Magnus. Like, we had a fucking spell immune stun. And he still doesn't ban Meepo. I remember that game, like, so vividly. I was, like, traumatized after that.
Some people in chat are asking, how do you really feel about it, though?
I feel sad. I feel sad about it. I just wanted to go to the damn Kiev Major. It was one game off, man. At least it wasn't, you know, at least it wasn't one game off of TI like Francis has been or Sand King. Or
something occurred to me, though. Do you think that that entire story you just gave me has maybe weighed down on Kyle for years, and that is why he inevitably internally compensated by moving to Kiev?
Wait, is he in Kiev?
Yeah, he lives in Ukraine, dude.
I mean, you know, maybe Kyle just, we failed to qualify for that major and he was just like, I gotta get to Kiev somehow.
Didn't really occur to me until now, but it honestly all makes sense. Think about it. Think about it, guys. Just let that one sink in for a second. I'm gonna ask him about that, you know?
I don't even know if he remembers that match. I still remember that match so vividly. Cause I mean, I don't know, man. I really wanted to go to that major. And we won the first game, too. Like, everything was lined up, BSJ. Like, we were lined up to win that damn series. We banned Meepo in the first two games. Why didn't we ban him in the third one? What changed?
I will say that I know for a fact Kyle has referenced not banning Abed Meepo on panels before. And I don't think he's as, I feel like there's some I'm really struggling with vocabulary recently.
I have no context. So I can't help you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're fine. It's like you find solace or like solitude or find it, like it's comforting that fuck whatever he finds some comfort in the fact that he was the one that messed it up, you know, like he had control of the situation, you know. And I feel like for you,
what?
I can still see the last is solace the right word? Okay, so solace is the right word. So yes, he finds that, and you have not been able to emotionally digest this, it seems like, over the course of years.
I mean, no, it's just, you know, my Dota career obviously is not going too successfully right now, you know, as far as competing goes, I mean. So,
you did team up with Sammy Boy.
I have to think back on all of the close opportunities I had, you know, actually making it to majors and just dwell on those, because I don't even have the shot nowadays to make it to majors or TI. So, you know, I just dwell on the past and blame Kyle for all of my failures.
You can get in line for the blaming Kyle thing, but the dwelling in the past, that's a personal problem. You'll have to get sorted out in therapy, most likely.
Oh shit! I had something else. Oh yeah, you're saying Kyle always brings up losing to a bed meepo, or like not banning meepo against a bed. But Kyle had lost, I believe, three different either major or TI qualifiers, or actually, I think one of them might have been at TI to a bed's meepo, and every single time, you know what Kyle told me? Every single one of those drafts, he told me he thought to himself, yeah, I should ban a bed meepo. I can't give this kid meepo. And then he let it through, and he lost to meepo. And then the next time, he's like, I learned from my past mistakes. I'm not gonna let a meepo through against a bed. You know, this kid, he's too good. Can't let it happen. Lets it through. Loses to it. Then Kiev Major Qualifiers comes around. Game three. I was like, yeah, you know, we should probably ban this meepo. We really don't want to play against a bed meepo. But then, you know, Juggernaut and Lifestealer, they come along, and Kyle's like, ooh, those look like really good heroes right now. What? I don't know. I'm sure Kyle kicks him in the foot for it more, or kicks himself in the foot for it more than I'm laying into him right now.
Is that the saying, kicks yourself in the foot?
I think so. Is that not?
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just losing my shit here.
Is that not? I think it is.
I don't know. Okay. On another note.
BSJ, you are out of it today. You have too much going on in your life.
Yeah, I really do. I actually have way too much going on in my life. It's shown in my Dota games. My first like three or four Dota games of the day, I'm like distracted as fuck. I think I've lost like seven of my first eight games between the last 2 days.
Oh, really?
Like if you take the first four games of each day, I lose almost every single one. I know 2 days ago, I ended the day 6-7, and I started the day 1-6. So I ended the day 5-1. I ended the day 5-1, but I started the day 1-6. Similar thing yesterday too. I mean, I ended 3-6, but I started the day 0-4. So yeah, it's just been bad. But okay, moving on from that is true that I've been. My issue is I told the chat before, so I don't need to go into it too much. Is that I've been needing to stream from the Liquid facility because I don't have a chair. Like, look at this chair.
Dude, shit chairs are
the literal worst. It's the literal worst. And it's about 3 or 4 inches too low, too, so my hands have to be this. So it's like, yes, I can operate a mouse and shit, but I can't play Dota for like six, 8 hours in this chair.
Dude, I have like a gaming chair, but my desk is like maybe an inch higher than my armrest, and like I can't play with my wrists higher than my elbows. Like it just kills my wrists. So that's why I use my pillow to like level out my chair for me. So my arms are even for the edge of the desk, so I don't have as many elbow and wrist problems.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I usually have the armrests come in like 1 inch below the desk, maybe two, where my arm is like maybe like this when I'm playing. That's what it usually looks like. So, but like right now, it's probably like it's more like this is what my arm would be doing.
That is so bad.
I've done it before.
Bad.
No, I'm saying I've done it before. So like I just refuse to play Dota here. Like I just refuse. Like I'm not gonna sit. I did a couple replay reviews. I have a coaching session, but I also did some unban requests. Have you done unban requests before on stream?
No, I have not done
good
unban
content.
Requests. Before.
It's good content.
I usually just let my mods deal with like all of that stuff because I just, you know, I at this point I just don't even pay attention.
Well,
to
my mods my mods used to do with it, but it's content, dude. You gotta think. You gotta be able to eke out all the content,
wrong.
Dude. I'm gonna see how well it's received on YouTube, but like maybe they just don't care. I'm not sure, but they like the Judge Jamma series. I did some more Overwatch cases today. Overwatch?
I was watching you do some of them. I haven't really done it. I just haven't been playing much Dota recently, but like when it initially came out, I was doing it every day.
On stream or just to yourself or?
I mean, either. If I was streaming, I would do it on stream.
For the good of the community. Wow.
I made a Twitlonger post like however 3 years ago or something, just like being like, Valve, come on, the griefing is so fucking bad right now. Like, I will personally do Overwatch cases every day if you like do anything to stop this. Like, it was so bad. Like, I think I had maybe one out of three games having someone like walking it down mid, and I was just like, this is unplayable. It's just so I mean, it wasn't only on my team. It was either team, right? Like, the game was.
Yeah, I tell my viewers, they're like, dude, are you making that excuse that you're losing in the war? I'm like, no, like, half the time it's on the other team. Like, yeah. It doesn't change the fact that the game was boring as fuck.
I mean, one in three games, and, you know, you're still spending 20 minutes between draft queue and, you know, actually killing the throne to, like, end the game. It's just like, fuck, man. What am I doing? I don't want to deal with this shit. And then you can't even report them when you're on the enemy team, and you're just like, well, all right, on to the next
system,
one.
The system still fucking sucks, dude. When you see the people that you're avoiding and they're just like ruining on the other team, you're like, dude, they must be doing it every game. Like, yeah. I mean, or like at least like half their games, they have to be. Like, what else?
Yeah.
What else is the reason?
I think when I made the twit longer, there wasn't even a void, so like I couldn't. It was just a toss up on if I got the player or not, and it's just like, shit. Yeah, you know, now at least with like 25 avoids, because I don't think there are too many griefers now in high MMR. With 25 avoids, like, you can pretty reliably avoid all the, you know, wild cards or whatever you want to call them. You know, the mentally unstable play. I know what you mean.
Wild card. The wild card is probably the most politically correct you can say here.
Yeah, and so at least you have avoids now to, you know, have some preventative measures of, you know, not getting.
Yeah, I mean, the avoid list is nice, man, but I don't know. Honestly, in EU, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do to distribute.
You gotta get to top 200 in EU. That's just first. You're in like the shitter.
I'm in the trench
pool
turner.
Of EU right
I am.
Now.
I really am. Somewhere around like 8400 is you hit the twilight zone.
So you just gotta find like the good hero of the patch that works for you and win like 400 MMR in 2 weeks. And
I mean, the thing is, it's literally my patch. I play Sven. I play Slark. I play PL, you know. I honestly think Weaver's pretty underrated. Like, I can play Clinks. I've been struggling with him because, honestly, it feels like you just need your team to not take the Ancients. That's all you need, and that's kind of seemingly difficult when you get last pick TAs. But Sanking, I don't know if you've tried Sanking yet. He feels really strong. But, like, all the heroes that I play in the off lane and safe lane are actually really good right now. So I think it's a fine patch for me personally to climb. I think I'm just... Oh, I'm tapping out, so your camera's going away. I'm just, like, lacking in the discipline, I think. There's, like, one or two games a day where I just play really poorly, and I'm just like, well, I guess I lost, you know? Like, in a game that I should have won, so...
Yeah,
that's what's happening. I've noticed that, though.
I'm telling you, BSJ, just try the swarm strat. Either you play Furion, you play Brewmaster, you play Lycan, doesn't matter. You swarm
master.
You get all of the units and you just
the
hit them
is,
with them.
The thing is, I don't enjoy that. Like, I actually can play Beastmaster and Lycan at a competent level to play them. Like, I can put them in the offlane and do fine. But, like, I just like that. That game, I don't feel like that game was fun. Like, I played...
What don't you enjoy about it? Imagine if you're the enemy team and you just see, like, 8 units running at you. And you're like, oh my god, I have to kill all of these units. Just imagine it. But then you're not on their team, BSJ. You're the one with the 8 units. And you're like, ha ha ha! I'm gonna kill them all!
You're a sick fuck, Mungus. You're also a Batrider picker. I mean, I know why.
Dude, I played Batrider mid one time yesterday. Oh my god, I got Fey Grenade. What a hero.
Dude,
Fey Grenade alone was doing like, I don't even know. It was doing like upwards of 1,000 damage.
Yeah,
they had two napalm stacks on a support, and it just, they died. To a flame break and Fey Grenade.
Yeah, the Fey Grenade is literally a second flame break, right? Because it's 7 instances of damage.
No, I think it's initial damage and then seven.
Oh,
seven
so it is eight. Tick. It literally is a flame break. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I knew I actually tested that one because I like died to it one time, and I was like, "What the fuck? Like, just happened?" And then I had like five sticky napalms on from a bat rider, and he just fagrinated me. And like the animation's so nonchalant that you're just like,
"Yeah." It just casually hits you, and then they're dead.
I'm just fucking dying. Because the sticky napalm is 28 damage. So if you have five stacks on you, the fagrinate's 160 damage a second.
Two talents. The spell damage, the spell amp talent, and the plus five napalm damage talent. And then if you have the ag shard, you can literally get three napalm stacks on someone instantaneously, have flame break ticking, and fey grenade them, and that's like 1500 damage.
I believe you, man. Yeah. That's 20 minutes.
But like, it is, if you are playing Batrider and you get fey grenade, it's just faded brooch and like a better dragon scale in a new shrine. I don't know. It's just good.
Yeah, Batrider. I mean, he was getting first round banned in some of the ESL games, so it's pretty widely recognized.
Batrider is gonna be one of the heroes of the patch for TI for sure. I mean, unless like Fey Grenade and Napalm and shit gets nerfed before it, which could happen. Because we've had so many TIs that Batrider is the pure of the
dude. Batrider is like the Earthshaker of like the offlane mid lane. He's always relevant at TI.
So I could definitely see them nerfing Batrider before TI just to like kind of mitigate how much Bat we'll see at TI. But like we're definitely seeing Bat at TI. Like Lasso is just too good of an ability conceptually.
Can I vent for a second?
I absolutely be a shit.
So the funny thing is, I love playing Bat and I love playing PL. They're the two heroes that come to mind. Okay, so like I was watching a pub today, just casual. I don't remember. I think it's Crit Stream or something, and he was playing support, and I looked at his three cores. So I kind of spoiled it, but his three cores were Venomancer, TA, and Slark. So if you were playing carry against offlane Venno, mid TA, carry Slark, what hero would you pick? You're picking PL, like literally every game, right?
Honestly, I know you're going to call me psycho for this, but just because they have a TA on their team, you're saying as carry. As an offlaner, I would probably pick Batrider, even into Slark. I actually like that. You remember?
It's fine. It's fine. Like if you had it. Okay, so what I'm getting at is that in NA it's bad too, but in EU I swear 90% of the grafting's in the or griefing is in the drafting stage.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I don't think I should ever see TA Slark Venno cores when PL's not banned because all three of those heroes are like 90-10 countered by PL. So I was like, well, I didn't see the drafting of this game, but whoever drafted last is obviously a dumbass because like if you have Slark Venno, the guy's gonna pick PL. If you have Venno TA, the guy's gonna pick PL, right? He's gonna pick PL.
Fill your holes.
Yeah, right. So what I'm saying is, I use Batrider as an example too. It's like I have a safe lane Monkey King, and an off lane, you know, some
like
strength
Timbersaw
hero that just Timbersaw, and then my mid just last picks TA, and it's like, dude, the guy's gonna pick fucking Batrider. Like, what do you think he's gonna fucking do? Like, if I have a Monkey King carry, he's picking Batrider. So there was one game where the enemy team had a Batrider, and I just picked Omni mid. The guy was ranked freaking 6, and I picked freaking Omni mid, and I dumpstered his ass. Why? Because I planned to counter the Batrider. But my point is, in the drafting phase, people are so bad, at least in EU, of recognizing, like, my cores are currently countered by these cheese heroes. And then they just pick something that's also countered by the cheese heroes. They just lose the fucking game. I'm literally losing it. That's my venting for the day.
That definitely happens here, too. I guess the example I'll use is I will first pick Furion a lot. Just because I like the hero, right? Furion is great because, you know, you can bring numbers to anything. You can always outnumber them no matter what. But then my team goes, ah, yes, we have an offlane Furion. Let's pick a ranged 4 without a stun, a ranged 5 that... Or like an Omni Knight 5 or something, or an Abba 5. Let's pick like a carry that doesn't stunt, no spends or anything. Let's go with like a Slark or PL, and then, you know, some mid like a Viper. And I'm like, ah, yes, you know, this is great. I can work with this. Like, what do you do? Like, why do I first pick my hero to give my supports like a counter pick when they just pick the same old shit? Like, you know how many times I've had support players complain to me how they have to like first pick their hero, and I'm like, all right, you know, I get that, because in competitive you can later pick a support and
absolutely and have like serious yeah have serious
yeah.
impact yeah
and
yeah.
and so I'm like, all right, you know, when I get some of these players in my, like some of these supports that I know actually like will think about the draft in my game, I'll like early pick my core. But then sometimes they just don't think about draft. I'm like, why am I giving you a later pick if you're just gonna grief us any god damn.
dude, there was one game where I did not choose to, but I got like kind of demoted to 5 in the draft just by cores like first picking all over the place, and suddenly I got last pick as 5, all right, and I was against Ursa, and then offlane I was against offlane Willow Mars, and I was like, you know what really fucks these heroes? Jakiro. I was like, this hero owns those heroes. We're going to crush this bottom lane, and then this Ursa's not going to attack anybody. That's what's going to happen here. And I carried the shit out of that game with with Jakiro. I was just like, dude, that was an Odich pick. Like, fuck yeah. That was a sick game, because we like crushed our lane and everything. And then my carry free farmed, and then like in fights I just kept liquid firing and dual breathing the Ursa. Like, that's all I made my mission, and the game was easy. And the point is, like, yes, the support can have fucking massive impact in the game. And I always get triggered when I third fourth pick and the guy just mimics my hero. You know, like you said, if I'm Furion and I have no stuns, I need somebody to like, I need yeah. somebody with a stun. It's like, there's a... I remember specifically a game where I picked Underlord and my mid picked Zeus. And I was just like, so we have two defensive wave clearing guys that sit behind mid tower.
Yeah, literally same exact role.
And I was like, well, I guess we're...
All right, you don't want to run around? I don't want to run around. Let's hold our half of the map.
Yeah, it's just like, if I pick a hero whose only job is to like clear waves and like globally show up to a fight, and your hero's a guy that globally shows up to a fight and clears waves, it's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, people just don't think. So yeah, I don't yeah, when I picked Klinks and my guy last picked TA, I knew I lost that game.
Since we're kind of talking about lineups, there is a I'm sure some people in chat probably saw this game, but there is a game where Crit it was like Crit and Zai. There were a bunch of people in the game, but I was watching Crit stream, and it was Crit and Zai in the off lane against Gorp and, you know, some other player. Crit's team. Crit wanted to play carry initially, but everyone in the game wanted to play carry apparently. So they had 3 carry picks, but in the first 3 picks, it was like Klink something like anti mage or no. Zai, I believe Zai and Crit last picked Jug AM to dual lane the off lane. So they had Jug AM in the off lane. They had like a Klink somewhere doing something, and then like 2 other carries in the safe lane. It was like a Void 5 and like a Terrorblade safe lane. So something like that was the lineup. And I literally just watched Zion Crit absolutely dismantle Gorp as Jug anti-mage in the off lane. And I was just like, what the fuck am I watching right now? Like, I get that these two players are absolutely amazing, but holy shit, it was just a beatdown. Like, I think they killed him like 4 times or something. And then I went to Gorp stream, and he's just like, yeah, if this ogre just bodied up and actually like fought them and died for me, like we would have won this. We would have won this lane. So, and I'm like, yep, that's a Gorp excuse if I ever heard one.
What hero was Gork playing? Do you remember?
PL, I think.
How does PL ever die to those two heroes?
He died like three or four times, I believe, and Ogre died like twice. I think they were like
five.
Do you
have this game ID?
I don't think I have the game ID. I'm sure someone in chat could find it.
Chat, if you want to, you know, put that game ID in chat, I would definitely watch that one for the YouTube.
I think Gorp ended up winning because it was five melee carries on the side of crit, and like it was like a pause five void, and they had no chrono dance. Like it was actually the most worthless lineup I had ever seen. But the lane was just like, it was just astounding watching crit and Zai just like, just dude, I don't know. Like literally, Zai got like a 5 minute vanguard on AM and just walked under tower and just tanked and hit them. That was all they did. And then crit would just come in with a healing ward, heal him up to full health. They just do it again. And I'm just like, this is insane.
Let me, I think your webcam's gone, but let me see this. So I've been given the game, and Gork did win this game. And I see the lineup is Jug, Antimage, Morphling, Terrorblade, Faceless Void.
That was the one. But dude, the laning state, like, it genuinely was just a pleasure to watch two, like, mechanically gifted players play, like, one of the most unorthodox lanes and just absolutely shit on Gorp. Like, it was just such a, I don't know, it was just fun. It really was. It was just fun.
That sounds like a good time, to be honest. Whoops. Every time I tab out of Dota, it like erases your webcam, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything I can do about that. But no, people are requesting a live duo replay. I'd love to, guys, but I do have a coaching session that is supposed to start in about 5 minutes. So we will be wrapping it up somewhat soon.
Monkeys. Understandable. You got to leave me as always, BSJ. It's okay.
Gotta leave them yearning for more, chat. Otherwise, they don't come back.
True. Spitting facts.
Yeah. Any ladies in your life, monkeys?
No, not at the moment.
No more. No new developments. I know.
I'm not even streaming consistently right now. Like, what?
Doesn't that mean you should have a lady in your life? Like, what else are you
doing? No, I'm saying I have no motivation to do fucking anything, BSJ. Like, you know, I'm getting back into working out. I've been going 4 days a week to the gym. That's good. You know,
nice.
Progress.
I'm officially starting gym. I started today. I'm going to stick to it. I'm started today. Good. Go ahead.
So I'm trying to get myself up to 6 days a week, but, you know, I'm not pushing myself too hard because I really don't want to re-injure my knee or anything. But, you know, I'm getting into it again. It's been almost a month now of consistently doing it.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm getting back into streaming with new patch. I'm enjoying this patch, you know, Helm of the Overlord.
You're a sick fuck addicted to summoning.
BSJ, I'm telling you, I'm going to bring Darkseer Helm of the Overlord into the meta. I'm just letting you know. Yeah. That's my next one after Brewmaster and Furion. Darkseer Helm.
Honestly, sounds pretty good. I just want to let you know that one of my viewers, he said, cute ass monkeys got to start streaming, man. And it got censored for the term ass monkeys.
Another one baited. Got him.
I just thought that was really fucking funny. No, I'm looking forward to your golem walking down the lane with the Ags Ion Shell, you know?
Yeah.
Have a golem
give my creep even more health that does damage. What?
Yes.
Dude,
I'm ready. How are you going to lane it, though? Are you going to bottle, or are you going to start Bassy? Like, how are you going to get there, you know?
I was watching Moo the other day, and he was playing Darkseer. He goes 3 to 4 null talismans, and you can pretty reliably just spam Ion Shells and stay out on the map, like, permanently with 3 to 4 null
talismans. Really? Did he go Helm Dom, too, or did he just...
No, he did not. He went 3 to 4 nulls, mana boots, and Ags, I believe.
Because you need the Helm Dom to be pretty early to make it, like, impactful, right?
So you want it
7-8 minutes.
Yeah, so I would definitely say it would probably be, like... realistically, if you're doing home dom, it would probably be like bottle soul ring and home dom, I would imagine. I don't know. You know, I'm just spitballing here. I gotta give this more thought. VSJ.
You're gonna have a granite golem at 20 minutes in. We just don't know how you're getting there.
Yeah. You know, I will get there though. I'll figure it out, baby. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I had a game yesterday where my last picker offlane picked Darkseer into PL. I was pretty hyped. I was like, Darkseer into PL, that fucking owns. Of course, PL was Sumail, and my four position was griefing, so my offlane duo was like 2-30, and I just got really sad. So that's what I thought about when I thought of your Darkseer pick. The hero's win rate's pretty high though. He's got like a 53% win rate. He's one of the higher ones.
I think the Ag Shard on Darkseer is actually, I think it got way overbuffed.
It's legit. It's like a legit stun. A second and a half or something? Two seconds.
And then
stun.
Imagine having an ancient creep like a lizard following up the normal punch and just slamming on the hero.
Slam, yeah.
I don't know. That's a dream to me. And then you know, you drop a wall. And then guess what happens, BSJ? The swarm comes in. You got like 7 units, Len, and then you're just hitting them with them. What do they do?
They have a Sven who one-shots them, I believe is what they do.
See, that's why you pick Brewmaster against Sven, because it doesn't matter what part of the game you're in, you just lift them up. And you're like, what? Sven who?
That's a problem I'll deal with in like 40 seconds. Yeah.
And then you swarm them. It's all about the swarm, VSJ. It's all about the swarm.
And you and I are very familiar with the potential of the swarm from our just so you guys know, when we were at the VGJ team house 3 years ago, it wasn't the best house, we'll say that. And at some point we had somebody come in and inspect because we had termite holes in the house, so we wanted to know a little bit more. And I don't remember the exact details. Fill it in wherever you want, monkeys. But they told us that there were indications of the swarm. That sometime in the next few years, there was most likely a massive nest somewhere in our apartment building. And that... Was it termites? Was it like locusts?
It was termites, I believe. But some of them had wings or something.
Yeah, I feel like it was like locusts. Yeah, like,
no,
it, was like
I, it definitely was. It was a mixture of. There were definitely termites. I know that for sure because they were eating through the wood. And the inspector's worry was that if they broke through like the final inch of like the ceiling or something. I think it was specifically in the basement, like, because they were getting close to, like fully breaking through. And if they did, then there would just be a shit ton of termites and bugs or whatever the fuck they were that would just be everywhere.
Yes, and they were
and they didn't know when it would happen.
They said we don't know when. It could be years. It could be months. And they referred to it as the swarm. That's what they referred to it as. So Monkeys has been embracing the term the swarm ever since.
We
never had to see it.
Our manager, Jack, KBBQ, every morning he'd just be like, all right, I checked around, guys. The swarm has not gotten us yet. We're good to go.
That was my first impression of team houses. So I was like, do all teams live in shit like this? Like, what the fuck? Do all teams have to concern themselves with the swarm?
That was a funny experience. That was just,
I mean, either way,
that whole team was just, it was just interesting. Like I don't regret it, but it was just, I don't know.
It's one of those situations. You don't regret it, but I'll never do it again. Right, we all know those. It's like, you know, in hindsight, pretty fucking funny. But if I had to do it again, no. But with that being said, Monkeys, I do have a scheduled coaching session. That person pays me to hang out with me, unlike you. So
yeah, I know. I'm in. Yes. I'm entitled, BSJ. I get BSJ time without fucking handing you money. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Lucky me.
Just lucky you. But that is it for us this week, guys. The Banana Slam Jaren the podcast, I believe is what it says at the top of our screen. We are going to be going pretty steady. Seriously, though, we are. I said we need to make sure we stay in contact. When I'm across the world. So this is going to be our way.
I did my best, BSJ.
Yeah.
I didn't hear from you last week, and I was just like, all
right.
No,
last week was fine. Last week was totally reasonable. I wasn't even in my house yet, okay? I wasn't even in my apartment yet.
I figured as much. That's why I was like, I'm just chill. I'm letting him do his own thing.
So all of these episodes will be on Mondays. We're hoping to make it consistently at the same time, but it will be on Mondays. And they'll all go up on my second YouTube channel, !2ND. YouTube, if you guys want to find that, they're all going to be there. If you enjoyed this, if you ever want to ask like a question that will be addressed officially on stream, you can check us out on the Patreon, !2ND Patreon. There's a little chapter in there to support it if you so choose. Thanks for watching, everybody. Any final words, monkeys?
I just looked at your chat though, and there's just one guy who just straight up said monkeys is so stupid. What did I do, BSJ? Why am I stupid? What?
Oh shit! I revealed the wrong thing. I went through the wrong window.
Damn it! Leaking shit, BSJ.
Sorry. I read a message, and what happened was I was wanting to tell people that I actually was wanting to tell people that this podcast is partnered with Prediction Esports, and so a reason why I forgot to say that is because every time I go on a new computer, there's no logo up in the top right for Prediction Esports, so I realized that, guys, I have literally one job, and that's to include Prediction Esports in the top right-hand corner of this, just to make sure, you know, the partners are, like, the demands are met, which are completely reasonable demands, people. So, just so you know, that's where you can find us. It is, you can find us on all their platforms as well. They do have a bunch of podcasts around a bunch of different games. Prediction Esports, P-R-E-E, the word prediction with two E's. So I'll make sure that's up for next time. I'm literally a failure of a podcaster. Thanks for coming by, monkeys. I love you, buddy.
Miss you, BSJ. Bye-bye.